In this piece, it will be a story of how boundaries are crossed and how boundaries are set in everyday life. What do you believe a boundary is?
I believe boundary is a limitation that basically allows you to go a certain distance and no more. Basically, sort of like what a dog has there. They have their boundaries, or our dogs are have boundaries. It's the backyard. They can go as far as the fence will let them.
Have you ever crossed a boundary in your everyday life?
Yeah, ethnic boundaries every day. I meet and ride with people every day on the train.
What type of boundaries do you believe you have yourself?
I have my work. I have my home life.
Do you think these boundaries, like, coincide with your personality?
My personality is molded to the boundaries.
Why do you think boundaries are important?
Because you have to set limitations for yourself, or else you wind up getting out of control. And control is something that you do need to have.
What made you ever cross boundaries one point in time in your life?
When I graduated high school, I started working and going into the work world. That's going from the school life to the work life. And then, of course, they're going into the social life. When I had at 21, was able to go to the bars or go to nightclubs. That was a social boundary there that was crossed.
Do you think that these boundaries, like, affected where you chose to go and everything?
In some way, yes. In some way.
Like, would you go to, say, a bar if you had different types of friends?
It depends on what the friends were, what the friends liked to do. Didn't always go to bars. We went to concerts. We also went to sporting events. You know, so it all depends on what my friends wanted to do. There was basically what we did. We always sat and discussed things in advance.
Have you ever thought a boundary that you crossed would affect you in the long term?
Yeah, going into the work world. That's a boundary there that everybody's going to cross. One doesn't spring to mind. So I can honestly say there hasn't been anything there that has occurred in my life that I wasn't in agreement with.
Can you give me an event where you crossed a boundary?
Well, like I said, when I graduated high school, going from the school boundaries, going into the work boundaries, going in from being single to a married life, going into being just a husband to being a father. You know, basically there was lots of boundaries there that I've crossed in my life.
In the past, if somebody else crossed a boundary that would affect you, did you ever do anything to try to stop them?
If it was going to be detrimental to either my safety or to their safety or both our safety, or if it was going to have an effect there where we would be limited in what we were able to do, things would have been more strict, then yes. Yes, there was times there that I've actually had to speak up and say, this is what's going on, in order for the authority to come in and maybe reset their boundaries on what they could and couldn't do.
Can you give me an example of one of these times?
Case in point, when I worked for a supermarket, we had a forklift that was used, and we were always told by upper management never to operate the forklift in a manner that would cause it to tip. Or since we were in close quarters, knock into something, knock it over, because that cost the store money. So there was one time there that somebody was using it. They were driving entirely too fast, and they were going to either A, tip it over, or B, they were going to knock something over. So I went to management about them, and they were taken off of it and told never to use it again.
Do you feel
so that there was a boundary there that they were told they were forbidden for using that piece of equipment?
Do you feel that affected your relationship with that person in any way?
Yeah, in a way there, they were kind of resentful there that I had told on them. And that basically you'd find that with just about anybody who didn't think they were doing anything wrong. He was going quickly there in order to keep things moving and get things ready quicker. And what he was only serving to do was just cause a health hazard because somebody would have wound up getting hurt.
Do you feel as you were growing up through your childhood that you had to cross any boundaries?
Yes, you go from being a child to a teenager, from being a teenager to a young adult. Now, I know nowadays they classify being a teenager as a young adult, but when I grew up there, you didn't become a young adult until you were of voting age, and that was 18. So 18 to like 25, you were considered a young adult.
So. Did any of like your childhood boundary crossing ever like affect anybody around you?
Yeah, my tastes in food and my entertainment. So yeah, I went into different boundaries that did affect the financial aspect of another person's life.
Do you feel as a kid you had any say on what boundaries anybody else crossed?
No. Because basically there was no need for me to speak up. My mother set the boundaries, this is what she expected, and that's what I did.
Did you ever feel that if you were to have spoken up, it would have changed the outcome of your viewpoint?
If it was done respectfully, and it was actually I had a point, then yes.
This is a second interviewee's way that they solve the same questions and how they answer them. What do you believe a boundary is?
Well, I believe that a boundary is a limit that a person sets for himself, his or herself, or others. It could pretty much be something as simple as a life setting, like, well, their personal set of rules, like what they allow, what they don't allow. Or it could be something on a large scale, like actual boundary. I have a personal rule that states that I don't agree with violence toward women, and that's a boundary that if someone crosses, then it'll kind of set me off on them.
Do you have any boundaries that you have ever crossed?
Well, I try to cross my boundaries with other people. I try to be friendly and make new friends and everything, and I find that it's necessary in life to cross boundaries and expand your horizons.
What made you cross these boundaries?
Most of the time it was necessity. Like, it can be something as easy as taking lead in a situation at school, or even going to job interviews and expanding your boundaries to other places.
Do you think when you crossed the boundary before it ever affected you in the long term?
Yeah. A lot of the friends that I have now are a result of me being more bold and crossing boundaries that I had put up for myself.
Do you think somebody else in your life has ever affected you from crossing a boundary?
I would say that my parents have affected my crossing of certain boundaries. I know that there are certain things that I wouldn't do because they have taught me not to do certain things. So, like, growing up, I would think that I couldn't get into fights and everything. And because of that, I put a boundary up that pretty much kept me from other people. And most of the time, I would change the way I would act towards others because I didn't want my parents or anyone to disapprove of me.
Well, thank you for your interviewing time.
No problem.